Guys, there's a ton of food news, and we have a couple minutes here. Can we try something new? Are you guys cool with trying something new? Won't take too long.
I mean, I want to talk to Goldie about the coaching change, but can we make it quick, or is this are we cooking something? Is this a cooking show? What are we doing?
Not exactly, but yeah, I mean, if we don't have time, just cut me off.
No, okay, all right. I've got a little bit of time. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of
I remember we had talked about doing 15 minutes of eat during the off season instead of 15 minutes of heat. And I'm guessing you didn't get Michael Viamonte to re-record that. I'm guessing you just took out the in editing.
And it didn't sound as good as I wanted it to. However, an email has been sent. We were hoping to get back a nice new addition for that open. And it's not really 15 minutes. We don't have time. But I'm just going to toss some food news headlines out at you guys.
I love this. Now I don't want to talk to Goldie. I want to do this for the rest of the 4 o'clock hour.
He could always bring it back.
French's, they've partnered with a Canadian popsicle company to create a ketchup popsicle called the French's-icle.
Yeah, saw that. Nope. Pass.
Disgusting.
Pass. Ooh, can you imagine sucking on frozen ketchup?
Who wants ketchup without anything else?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Filero does. Filero would suck the ketchup packet, but other than him, oof.
So you can only buy these in Canada, and unfortunately for you, Hawk, you're flying to Canada tomorrow. So
yeah,
you will be trying one of these and posting it on social media.
All right, guaranteed Radio Mark Hawkman on Instagram. If I can find the ketchup popsicle, the French's-icle, while I'm in Canada, I will absolutely post it on my Instagram, and I will try to be eating it at Kyle Lowry Road, which I think you told me was just unveiled.
Yes.
All right.
It's exciting.
Because I do suggest people, if you don't follow me on Instagram, again, it's Radio Mark Hawkman. I mean, Solana really has taken the mantle when it comes to traveling internationally and trying some interesting foods. When Solana was in Italy a few months ago, he had McDonald's, and he did it on Instagram. It was fantastic. When he was in Puerto Rico a year or so ago, he had pasta at the Subway, a sandwich shop.
Delicious.
So I'm excited to get to Timmy Ho's.
Yeah.
Have a donut. Maybe some poutine somewhere, but I'll absolutely be looking for that French's-icle. No question about it.
Don't let us down next week, Hawk. We're waiting.
No. Listen, half my vacation is going to be spent in a grocery store. There's no question.
You'll also try to get Rob Pozzola to have some dairy.
No, Rob Pozzola's coming with me to the Blue Jays game, so we're going to be drowning in Labatt's and poutine, and I told him, bring your insulin, buddy.
Listen, Hawk, don't try to go to this man's house. Just meet him out somewhere and y'all be friends.
Nah, I'm showing up at his house, unannounced.
Krispy Kreme, they're now selling donut-flavored ice cream at select stores.
Man, I saw that. I showed that to Crowder yesterday during one of the commercial breaks in the studio. I'm like, look at this. Krispy Kreme soft serve ice cream. But it's only in select cities, and it's not South Florida.
Bizarre, right? Like the hottest climate where you can find a Krispy Kreme, they're not going to sell their ice cream.
Yeah, but it looks good, man.
Yeah, man. This guy's going to be good.
And then
it's sweet. You don't go ketchup, you go donut. That makes sense.
Right. Yeah. But man, that hot now glazed donut in soft serve ice cream form, sign me up.
I'm all in.
Finally, guys, this one's interesting. KFC, they invented a new utensil. It's called the finger spork. So it looks exactly like a spork, but it actually fits on the end of your finger. So if you put 5 of them on, it could look like Edward Scissorhands. But if you just have one, you could carry this thing around, and you always have a fork on you.
But you have a spork.
A spork, excuse me.
Right. Half spoon, half fork. I mean, KFC is known for that.
Yeah.
It's the only way to eat their mashed potatoes. For some reason, it tastes better on the spork. But yeah, you put five on, you can eat all your food as finger food, but you're really not using your fingers. I think it's brilliant.
Do you put five on?
Yeah, I like Solana's idea there. I like to put them on all hands, and then, you know, whatever, the lasagna comes out, and it looks like you're eating lasagna with your hands, but it's really just five sporks.
But then the thumb's going the opposite direction as the fingers. I don't know, yeah, fellas.
Just, yeah, figure it out. It's your hand. Figure it out.
Edward Sporkhands. All right, guys, that is the first edition of 15 Minutes of Eat.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, good job.
That was fun.